Methadone is an opiate replacement medication, long considered to be the gold standard for treatment of addiction. But when it comes to paying for this time-tested treatment, insurance companies often balk, and so do at least 17 states that don't cover it under their Medicaid programs. Now the LePage administration wants to drop Medicaid coverage for about 3,000 methadone patients in Maine in favor of a different treatment instead. And in the final installment of our series State of Withdrawal, Susan Sharon reports that this policy could present some legal hurdles.
It turns out the LePage administration is not the first in Maine to try to eliminate Medicaid coverage for methadone patients. Back in 1996, under Governor Angus King, the Department of Health and Human Services tried to do the same thing when methadone clinics were first opening in southern Maine.
And so at the time, I brought a lawsuit on behalf of Maine Care recipients who were receiving methadone treatment services and transportation to that service.
Jack Comart is the litigation director for the low-income advocacy group known as Maine Equal Justice Partners. The case was known as Kevin Banks v. Kevin Kincannon, commissioner of the Maine Department of Human Services. It was filed in federal court.
And the court made a decision that it was illegal, that it violated the federal Medicaid law for the state to no longer cover methadone treatment or transportation to methadone treatment.
The court issued a permanent injunction, and the state chose not to appeal.
The law has not changed since that time. Nothing has really changed. So I'm not really sure on what basis the state is now proposing this. They don't really get to do it over. They had their chance when they could have appealed this, and they chose not to.
There are a couple of differences since the lawsuit was filed. One is that there are more than twice as many patients in methadone treatment as there were in 1996. And the other, says Dr. Kevin Flanagan of the State Office of Maine Care, is that there are two new effective opiate addiction treatments available to patients, Suboxone and Vivitrol, even though there is a shortage of willing providers.
So there are two other treatment options in addition to counseling, besides just covering methadone. Just covering one option, I don't think, is in the best interest of any state. There is no one-size-fits-all, but we don't just cover one.
And, says Flanagan, since 17 other states choose not to cover methadone with Medicaid, it's not as though this is a requirement. What's different, though, is that Maine is believed to be the first state to consider dropping Medicaid coverage for methadone, something the other states didn't cover in the first place. And the other issue, says Mark Perino of the American Association for Treatment of Opioid Dependence, is that you can't simply substitute Suboxone or Vivitrol for methadone. They're not the same thing and not interchangeable between patients.
In the real universe, based on the needs of these patients, based on their opioid use and treatment histories, based on those cold facts, the state cannot achieve its objective without putting patients directly in harm's way. No, that cannot be done.
Once a state offers optional prescription drug service, it must follow the federal rules. A state can impose restrictions around prescription drug coverage under certain conditions, but very few. And back in 1996, U.S. Magistrate Judge David Cohen found that none of those applied.
Well, I've got real concerns about it.
Representative Drew Gatteen is a Democrat from Westbrook who co-chairs the legislature's Health and Human Services Committee. Back in 1996, he was an assistant attorney general who unsuccessfully defended DHHS and the King administration in the lawsuit brought by methadone patients and their attorney, Jack Comart.
It certainly seems that completely cutting off or banning that service or that drug treatment, has got some real challenges under the federal law.
Those challenges could include getting approval from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services to drop methadone coverage in favor of Suboxone and Vivitrol treatment. Ray Hurd, the regional administrator for CMS, says the LePage administration would have to do a state plan amendment for any changes to its Medicaid program. If the plan did not meet federal guidelines, Hurd says Governor LePage could not move forward with it.
And he would have to continue to cover the methadone if that were the case.
With or without CMS approval, Jack Comart of Maine Equal Justice is convinced the state's plan flies in the face of the 1996 court order. And Comart says he's prepared to file a contempt charge. For MPBN News, I'm Susan Sharon.